I'm Lulu. I'm 21. I go to UWM. I'm an English major and a woman of color.
You and I have been best friends for 3 years now. We went to the same high school, but we weren't really friends until we started going to UWM together. We bonded over our mutual love of music and shared beliefs. Do you remember what we used to do at shows when we were younger?
Yeah, so when we first started going to shows, we would start counting, like, the women and the people of color. Usually, the women were just me and you, and the people of color was just me. For me, it felt like a safety thing, just to know that there was other people that we could, I don't know, like, count on if anything happened.
How does it feel to sometimes be the only woman or person of color in a crowd?
I'm not, like, usually the only woman, just because you're always there, but, like... It is really weird being the only person of color. Why aren't there more people of color coming to these things? And even like if we go to record stores in Bayview or something, that's the South Side. And in Milwaukee, as we know, it's super racist and segregated. Like the South Side is where Latinos, Latinx people live. Why do we not feel comfortable going to these areas that are so close to our own homes? It's kind of a surreal environment to be in, just like looking around and noticing that everyone is white and you're not. And it's like, why am I here?
How do you think these spaces can change to be more accommodating to non-white crowds?
I don't know. I think that question is kind of something that white people should be asking themselves. People of color have done enough for ourselves to try to fit in, and it's just a matter of white people accepting us without us having to assimilate. The best way to do it would just be to open your spaces and to give people of color a platform as much as you want to talk, as much as you want to be an activist or whatever. People of color need the platform to be able to say whatever they need to say.
Are there any standout incidents that you remember either with yourself or with somebody else?
Yeah, so one of the ones that I remember the most actually happened a couple of months ago. And there was a show and he was a very popular white musician. And he like stopped the show to say something about like anti-Trump. And my friend burst out of the theater and came looking for me and said, I can't be in a room where liberal white people are congratulating themselves for being anti-Trump when this is the only place that they do it. They're not out in the streets. Yeah. They're not doing anything about it besides patting themselves on the back for saying that they're anti-Trump. And I think about that a lot, actually, because most of my friends are white. It feels weird, especially under this administration, where being a person of color, a woman of color, you're put under so much pressure. And it's like everything that the administration does feels like it's a direct attack on you. It's so easy for you to say, I'm anti-Trump, and not do anything about it. But our lives are affected every single day by this administration.
It's definitely a lot more enjoyable to be in a space where you can just be yourself and be around other women, other people of color, other queer people.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, there are definitely times where I feel like we've been at a show and then just decided to, like, leave and go to the club because it would be more fun, I guess, instead of, I don't know, and it does make me feel like a bad music fan sometimes, because why do I prefer to go listen to these, like, club remixes of Don't Stop Believin' as opposed to, like, a really good band that I know I'm gonna like? That's just, like, a really weird place to be in.